الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you about this disease of the heart, of thanklessness, of complaining. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is grateful, I will increase my blessings, and the one who is thankless, let him beware of my punishment, which is severe. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this terrible disease of the heart, the disease of thanklessness, disease of complaining. Subhanallah, it seems to have become almost a sign of the Muslim that we complain. We complain about all kinds of things, about the weather, about this, about that. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against this, because complaining is to deny the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it's very important for us to develop a thankful attitude. The punishment of complaining, if you look at this, is that the moment you start complaining about something, the joy of that thing goes away. Everything in the world has something good in it and something bad in it. And the moment you start concentrating on the bad, the good disappears. The good disappears from our consciousness, from our experience. And we are only left with the nastiness. And that's the first part of the punishment. And of course, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish, we ask Allah to save us from that punishment. So very important for us to ensure that we do not fall into this terrible trap of thanklessness. So now what's the cure? How do you save yourself from thanklessness? And that cure is to write down, to consciously become aware of all the things, all the gifts that Allah has given us. And this is the I advise myself and you to do, is take a piece of paper and take a sheet of paper and start writing down all the things that you have for which you need to be grateful to Allah for. Every single thing. The fact that you can breathe without hindrance, that your nose is not blocked, for example. Very simple. The fact that you can walk without pain, that you can climb steps up and down without pain, for example. The fact that you can hold something in your hand without any pain, there's no pain of arthritis. Ask the people who have arthritis the value of knuckles that actually work, right? Similar things, right? The whole day passes and you do not have a headache. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a headache-free day. Ask the people who have headaches, what it means to pass one full 24 hours without a headache. Ask them the value of that. And we need to really ask, and this is what I'm saying, make a list of things one by one by one, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically for each one of those things. Each one of the things, go down in sujood, tahajjud, and pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that thing which He gave you. And if we ask ourselves, what would we do? Supposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that in the morning tomorrow when you wake up, you will only have those things that you thanked Allah for. What would happen to all that we have in our life? The majority of things that we have in our life would be gone, would be dead, would be finished. That when we woke up in the morning, we would not have all those things that we today have and we take for granted. Taking for granted is the reason why we are thankless, because we think it's our right, birthright. I must get this. No, it's not. It's the mercy of Allah. There are so many people in the world who don't have what we have, although they are also human, they are also, good people and so on. But they don't have those things. We have, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have. So therefore, very, very clearly, be sure of this, that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be very clear and make a list of things that we have to thank Allah for, and consciously thank Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, for each one of those things, one by one by one, consciously. And that will, inshallah, take care of the habit of thanklessness. Second thing is, make a promise to yourself that you will never ever complain. Never make a complaining statement. Whatever it might be. You might have 44 degrees Celsius heat in the summer, and somebody says, what's the day like? You say, Alhamdulillah, it's good. But isn't it very hot? Yeah, of course, it is hot. So what? So what? If you're in the Antarctic and somebody says, isn't it cold? Well, it's supposed to be cold, that's what the Antarctic is all about. So, similarly, so for everything, Alhamdulillah, let this become the taqiyya kalam, let this become the most often thing that we say, Alhamdulillah, kullu hamdan, kullu hamd ilallah, all hamd, all thankfulness and all praise is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, and we are thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are grateful to Him and we praise Him in every situation that we might be in. Let's make this into a habit and get rid of this nasty illness of the heart of thanklessness that we seem to have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and to make us thankful, because thankfulness in itself enhances the pleasure of what we have, whereas thanklessness by itself reduces the pleasure of what we have, quite apart from whatever else happens after that. We ask Allah to save us from that and to make us thankful people and to be pleased with us. So, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.